Every day is one and the same. We pluck our barley and dream of fame. Then mice and men don't have much to say, so long as they've got us to pay. The bindle stave goes from farm to farm, cause no trouble, cause no harm. Everyone here travels alone, needs the money, needs the loan. So when these two men stepped into the sea, one of them big and the other one lean, none of the others could understand how these two men could walk hand in hand. The small guy looked after the other, treated him just as good as a brother. Says, hide in a brush if you cause any trouble. Didn't even care that the risk was double. On the farm there was Candy and Curly. One had a dog and the other was surly. To be with Slim was to be with God. He didn't poke, he didn't prod, but what he said went and what he thought stayed. His opinion was lore in nearly every way. And poor old Crooks, a victim of his skin, forced to segregate like he committed a sin. The men all warned about Curly's wife, secluded and alone, she wanted a life. And as tragic as it was, and as sad as it may be, Lenny was blind, but George could foresee her red dress and curls were a danger in disguise. Don't get mixed up with her, warned the other guys. Just look at the way she gives everyone the eyes. Just a child, kind as can be, wouldn't hurt a fly, not even a flea. And the friendly giant couldn't comprehend his own strength. The mice he loved, so he caused their last breath. George warned Lenny not to play with more mice, said if he did something that he'd have to pay the price. The ranch they would get as soon as they could pay. On the fat of the land they'd have off a fine day. And if poor Lenny put a toe out of line, made it seem like in wheat or the stars on a line, the rabbits that he so wanted tend, it would no longer be his furry friends. Every day is out of the same. We pluck our barley and dream of fame. Then mice and men don't have much to say, so long as they've got us to pay. Lenny couldn't keep the secret, not for his life. But George, to his surprise, didn't cause strife. Candy heard their plan and wanted in. He saved up money, he was willing to pitch in. Even Crooks, who always seemed so far away, wanted a less hateful place to stay. And all at once this plan, more like a fantasy, was coming into view, a new reality. It was possible, more tangible than it had ever been. Not just a way for George to make his poor Lenny grin. To have its doom and its gloom, and this is where the friendly giant dug his own tomb. But that's another story for another day. Let's hope the rest goes their way. Every day is one and the same. We pluck our barley and dream of fame. To them mice and men don't have much to say. And sometimes there's no other way. Sometimes there's no other way.